call the roll.
Trustee Rita Athus?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Aiden O'Brien?
Here.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Here.
Trustee John Butler?
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Here.
Committee Vice Chair Leland Strom?
Here.
Committee Chair Dennis Barsima?
Here. Thank you very much. Move on to agenda item number two. Mr. Perry, would you please verify that we have a quorum and that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been posted?
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided. We're going to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you very much. Agenda item number three. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Wasowitz.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Strom.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The meeting agenda is approved. Agenda item number four, review and approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of August 22nd of 2024?
So moved, O'Brien.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Gales.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The minutes of August 22nd of 2024 are approved. Agenda item number five, chair's comments and announcements. I would like to welcome any members of the University Advisory Committee who are present today. Does anyone have any comments for the board?
I just wanted to comment on the fact that you were able to include in the appropriations request the Summer Bridge Program. I'm very supportive of that, and I know that we have had a bridge programs in the past, and that the difference that that makes for students. And so I just want to say that I'm very supportive of that and glad to see that that's definitely a priority. And I know that it's been a priority, but that those programs are very expensive, but they definitely make a big difference. Particularly for first-generation students.
Great. Thank you for your comments. Any further? We good? Great. Thank you. I have a couple of comments. Our agenda for today will include three important financial updates, five recommendations, with two going to the special committee today, which will follow this meeting. I would ask that we all pay close attention to the forthcoming items and the conversations that will be once again centered on the university's financial well-being and sustainability planning. The board is proud of the work that's going into the efforts to effectively right-size our institution's financial health, but the board wants to continue to remind us all of the hard work and the difficulty of that work that lies ahead. And more comments will come from myself as we get into the agenda items. But at this point in time, we will move on to agenda item number six, public comment. We wish to recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have no public comment this morning.
Thank you. Move on to agenda item number seven, the financial update. And at this point in time, I would like to ask Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, Dr. Jordan Mittelmus, to present the university financial update. George?
Thank you, Chair Barsima. Agenda item 7A is the annual financial summary as of June 30, 2024. Overall, the university ended the fiscal year with an operating deficit of $30.4 million, a slight but positive improvement over the FY24 budgeted deficit of $33.6 million. Year-over-year revenues and expenses from FY23 grew by nearly 3% and 5.6% respectively. Year-over-year revenue exceeded largely due to the increase in state appropriations of 7%, followed by revenue improvements in sales and rental and room income categories. The year-over-year expense increase was mainly driven by increases in personnel services and debt services categories. As reported in the table, the full-year recurring net revenue was $2.7 million more favorable than budget. Overall recurring spend for FY24 was favorable to budget by $900,000. The two largest expense categories, personnel service and contractual services, together represented 72% of all spending on a recurring basis. Collectively, these categories underspent by $1.4 million compared to the budget, which kept overall expenditure below expectations. Finally, total non-recurring financial performance for FY24 was favorable to budget by $500,000.
Great. Thank you, George. So while, as a board, we are always glad to see a better-than-budget performance, and we had projected to lose, just to remind us all, $33.5 million last year, and we actually lost just under $30.4 million. So it's great to see that we did better than budget. But want to remind us all again that there remains a substantial gap to close in order for us to reach a balanced budget. That goes along with a balanced budget is cash. And we will talk here in a few minutes about cash. But we have seen a sharp decrease in our unrestricted cash, to be expected when you have a loss of $30.4 million. So more comments and reports on that. However, we will move on to agenda item 7B. And George, I will turn it back over to you.
Agenda item 7B is the fiscal year 2025 quarterly financial summary, first quarter as of September 30, 2024 report. The following update provides a disaggregated view of NIU's budget and its financial performance, consistent with the format used when the Board of Trustees adopted the FY25 budget in June. Ongoing FY25 budget development activities in the first quarter of the fiscal year have driven down the projected deficit. As of quarter one efforts, the revised budget includes $423 million in expected revenues and $438 million in planned spending, resulting in an updated $14.9 million budget deficit, a reduction of about $500,000 from the budget approved in June. While the administration is encouraged to see this downward trend, it is important to note that this is early in the year and a more reliable projection is anticipated as quarter two comes to a close in December.
Great, thank you. So comments on agenda item 7B, as I mentioned before, after the previous item, it's great that we are performing better than budgeted. Continuing this momentum is the only way to address and be able to cure the current financial climate that we are in. And I would make note here too, for those of you that have paid attention to what's going on at public universities around not just the state of Illinois, but around the country, we are clearly not alone in higher ed of universities that have a deficit budget to close. And what I would point out is that I think I can speak on behalf of my fellow trustees, feel really good about it, is that we've been addressing these issues for the last 2 years, right? We have been aware that there's been a deficit coming. As we talked about, I think in our last meeting, we all kind of had a bit of, as we went through COVID and we saw the federal and state relief funds that came from COVID, it gave us a bit of a cover, if you will, that wasn't going to be sustainable, that eventually those COVID funds were going to end. And we saw that as an administration. We saw that ahead of time. And so I really applaud the administration, the Finance and Budget Department, and all those involved on our campus to say, look, this isn't going to continue. We have a deficit that we're going to need to close, and let's start to work on it now. And we said this a couple of years ago. So as we approach and we sit here today, we confidently, and I'm going to speak on behalf of administration here, but we confidently look, and as you all know, one of the targets that the board has given to the administration and the leadership of NIU is that as we approach fiscal year 26, which will be here in less than eight short months, we want a balanced budget, right? We want to close the deficit gap. And so we remain confident that the university is on track to close the budget gap. And that's going to be very, very important to us. And I do believe, and I can say this with confidence, that as we get to that point where we do close the budget gap, we will be ahead of where a lot of other universities are who are struggling with that same issue. So we look forward to continuing progress throughout the remainder of fiscal year 25 and reviewing the balanced budget proposal for fiscal year 26 when it comes forward in the next calendar year. Any questions or comments from the other trustees on item 7B?
Mr. Chair, I appreciate the opportunity to serve with you on this committee as well. And I want to reiterate the importance of addressing the fact that we are focusing on narrowing and closing this deficit gap. I mean, this is a priority issue for us as a Board of Trustees, and I know the President and the administration here is as well. I also just want to note that part of this first quarter reduction of the deficit is due to the iFiber sale as well, so that's a one-time non-recurring piece of this reduction. So that just continues to emphasize the longer-term goal across the university of looking at opportunities to reduce the deficit as well.
Thank you, Trustee Strom. Any other comments or questions relative to the financials, either, you know, the full year financials from fiscal year 24 or the first quarter financials for fiscal year 25?
Just one quick statement. You know, this is just not an administration problem. This is not a board problem. This is a problem across the university.
It's a we problem.
It will take all of us to do our collective duties to see if we can bring that deficit down. No. We must bring the deficit down, so it will take all of us.
Yep. Other questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, we will move on to agenda item 7C, the periodic report of cash and investments.
Agenda item 7C is the periodic report of cash and investments for the period ending September 30, 2024, and contains two schedules that are presented quarterly, the cash and investments holding summary and the investment earnings report. The cash and investment holding summary at September 30th, 2024 shows NIU's total holdings at just over $77 million. Of the total holdings balance, approximately $16 million is available for daily operations, providing approximately 12 days of cash on hand. The total holdings balance is down $52 million from the balance at September 30, 2023. The decrease is primarily a result of the exhaustion of the pandemic relief funds, increased cash disbursements related to payroll and supplier payments and debt service, while cash receipts have held relatively flat. It is also due to a timing difference in the receipt of MAP funds from the state. In fiscal year 24, we received the funds in September, but we expect to receive the $20 million in the second quarter of fiscal year 25. The investment earnings report shows income of $1 million and an overall annualized rate of return of 5.31% for the fourth quarter. This represents a decrease in interest earned of approximately $500,000 when compared to the same quarter of fiscal year 23. The decrease in interest earned is primarily due to the decrease in total cash and investment holding balances in combination with a slight decline in market yields from the same period the prior year. The university will curtail the declining cash flow trend with proactive planning and implementation of its deficit mitigation plan. The entire campus community is responding to management's call to action to stabilize operations, which is critical for maintaining sufficient operational liquidity and strengthening the university's cash position.
Thank you. So this is where we start to witness and see the impact that that operating the university at a deficit here the past few years has had on the financial health and the stability of the university. As operating deficit years occur, there is a direct impact, as you would imagine, on the cash that is needed in order to support our personnel, support our academic programming, account for our debt service, among other expenses. We ended fiscal year 24 with 13 days of cash on hand. We are one quarter into fiscal year 25 with 12 days of cash on hand. While the board appreciates the fact that cash will fluctuate through fiscal year 25, as George alluded to, as our revenues come in and expenses are paid out, so you know the 12 days of cash on hand will fluctuate, go up or down, depending on the actual revenues received and our efforts to reduce spending. However, the fact remains that the university community's efforts to establish a balanced budget for fiscal year 26 is critical to us from an operations standpoint and being able to continue the operations of the university community. I want to reiterate once again that the board has tremendous confidence in this leadership and this community, as our chair referred to. This is not a they problem, this is a we problem. Led by they, but it's a we problem, to do just that, to reach a balanced budget. And I know just from our years of experience in the business world that if we can operate at break even and reduce the reduce the deficit to break even, cash follows. So I have no concerns about that. But getting to break even is really, really, really important. Did I stress that enough? Okay. Any questions or comments from the board on 7C or anything in item 7?
I just wanted to second, Chairman, your feeling on making sure that we remain diligent. I have the same faith in our administration that you do and realize this is a community problem, but fiscal responsibility is one of the primary responsibilities of this board. I think we have the right team and the right board to make sure that we go forward, but I want to emphasize that we're all really aware of this problem and giving it due consideration and diligence as we go forward.
Thank you. Other comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to, and before we move on, you know, to number 8, I do, because I know there's members of the finance and budget and accounting group here in the room. The work that you're doing is really, really, really great, and we really appreciate all of the effort that you're all giving, yourself included, George, as a leader. It's a tough job. It's a tough job, and we appreciate that. And so on behalf of the board, we just want to say thank you. Okay, we will move on to agenda item 8, university recommendations. There are 5 action items to be discussed, beginning with agenda item 8A. So at this point in time, I will turn it back over to George.
Agenda item 8A is the fiscal year 2026 operating appropriations request. Each year, the university seeks the Board of Trustees approval of the overall level of state funding request for the upcoming fiscal year. The amount is recognized as the university's formal budget request throughout the state of Illinois budget development process, including submission to the Illinois Board of Higher Education and the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. Staff also use this request when developing the university's detailed internal budget for FY26 and other budgetary reports requested from the Illinois General Assembly. In developing this year's request, the university took into account previous year's appropriation trends, the Higher Education Price Index, priorities outlined in IBHE strategic plan, and the academic and well-being supports of our student populations need to be successful. For FY26, Northern Illinois University requests base operating funding of $118 million to go toward offsetting increases in expected and known costs to NIU's education and general operations. The basis for this request was last year's base request of $113.4 million, adjusted by the 2024 Higher Ed Price Index inflationary factor of 4%. An additional $2.25 million is requested to support enhanced student success services for first-generation students and adult learner initiatives, Hispanic-serving institution preparation, and cluster hiring to support transdisciplinary teaching and research. The total operating and initiative funding requested is $120.2 million. The university recommends that the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee endorse this budget request of $120.2 million and ask that the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its special meeting on November 7, 2024, in order to ensure the timely preparation and submission of the university's FY26 budget request to the IBHE and subsequent reports to the General Assembly.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve agenda item 8A?
So moved, Athas.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, O'Brien.
Thank you very much. Any discussion or questions on agenda item 8A? Good luck. Is that Trustee Wasowitz?
Yeah. I just think that the reality is, you know, this is what we're asking for, but let's see if they come up with it. So we have to be nimble and be able to adjust. So, because the state is, as we're probably going to see in the spring, and okay, you didn't get into it, but the state's looking at a deficit as well. So that usually trickles down.
Other questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of agenda item 8A say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Agenda item 8A is passed. Agenda item 8B.
Agenda item 8B is the fiscal year 2026 IBHE capital budget request. The Illinois Board of Higher Education capital budget request is submitted in October prior to the budget year in order to meet IBHE and state capital project review and approval submission schedules. The capital budget request consists of two principal categories of projects requesting state funding support and a third category that provides notification of anticipated non-instructional projects that may require specific IBHE approval. Aside from the partially released Bostert-Bahwell Health Technology Center project, there are 10 capital projects totaling approximately $652 million and 22 capital renewal projects totaling approximately $199 million. One non-instructional project is being listed for IBH review involving $9.1 million of improvements for the planned solar arrays not directly associated with academic buildings. Requests for state funding include regular capital projects, which represent major investments for new construction and major renovation efforts, and capital renewal projects, which represent major repairs and system improvement projects, which are not feasible to support within existing NIU funding resources. The university recommends that the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee endorse this request and ask that the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its special meeting on November 7, 2024.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve agenda item 8B?
So made, Strom.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Gales.
Thank you. We will move on to discussion. I have a question before I open it up to my fellow colleagues here. So the Bostert-Bahwell Health Technology Center is not on that list. Is that because those funds have already been committed by the Capitol Board?
That's correct.
And we don't need to keep that commitment in front of the Capitol Board committee?
No. Okay. Same for NICS.
The same with NICS. Okay.
But we've been saying that for 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty standard.
Yeah. Okay. Other questions or comments for George or Lisa? Yeah.
I just wanted to ask about... I sound like kids in the family. I'm talking about watching the money, and now I'm going to ask you if there's any way. The Summer Bridge Program, it's so important, and I know we have it in new initiatives. Is there any way that can continue, or if this, we don't get that, is that program just staying at its current level? I know we do something with that right now, but I know this is an expansion of that.
I'm going to ask the provost to expand on what we're doing now, what we'd like to expand to, and what the alternative funding sources might be.
Currently, we do offer some very limited summer bridge programs. So, for example, our TRIO program has a summer bridge, but that's for a very, very specific purpose and specific group of students. Our CHANCE program provides kind of what you might call a mini bridge where students come in. But not for an extended period of time, and they have meaningful experiences, but they're very, very brief in nature. And so, you know, we would continue being able to offer those kinds of programs, but we've been working in our student experience team, which is a collaborative across academic affairs, student affairs, and academic diversity, equity, and inclusion, to identify what those core components of a summer bridge would be, and thinking about how we might be able to use existing funds to bring more students to campus for a shorter period of time, so they at least get some of the benefit of summer bridges. But, you know, it's challenging because, you know, trying to use existing funds require us to reprioritize where things are being spent. We're also looking at grant opportunities that will fund summer bridge programs to see if we can bring in external funding to support the scaling of summer bridges so that we can have more of our students, specifically our first-gen students, engaged.
And I will just add, Trustee Athis, that in my conversations with Trustee Herrero about the goals for next year, she emphasized how important she felt it was that we look for external funding, not only federal grants, but also corporate and foundation sources to support academic and non-academic supports that we know our students need.
Thank you. And I want to compliment the staff on being very innovative in trying to keep some of these really important things with the budget situation being one you need to constantly look at. So thank you.
Thank you, Rita. Other questions or comments?
Just a comment. One, I just want to compliment the staff on the report itself, the detail that's been provided. The narrative is a clear explanation as to what the capital project is, what the need is. And this isn't new, folks. They've done it in previous years. But I love a document that speaks for itself. If we're not around 5 years from now, you know exactly what we need.
Thank you. That's John Heckman.
Other questions, comments? Okay. Hearing none, we have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor of agenda item 8B, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Agenda item 8B is passed. Agenda item 8C.
Agenda item 8C is the City of DeKalb Fire Services Agreement. The current five-year agreement for unplanned fire protection ambulance services and planned ambulance event support with the City of DeKalb expires on December 31st, 2024. After initial discussions with the city, the concept and general cost share calculated as a percentage of the city's emergency response call volume of the existing contract appears consistent with current conditions. The new five-year agreement is expected to be in the magnitude of $5.2 million, incorporating a 1.5% annualized increase. Final negotiations will likely focus on confirming the appropriate inflation factor. The agreement will continue to include a not-to-exceed amount for the planned ambulance support for applicable university events. Planned ambulance support for university events will be charged at an hourly rate based on the type and number of vehicles and staff required. An approval of $5.2 million for the next five-year agreement is requested in order to proceed with final negotiations with the city before the current agreement expires. The university recommends that the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee endorse this request and ask that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on December 12, 2024.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve agenda item 8C?
So moved, Wozowicz.
Is there a second?
Second, O'Brien.
Thank you. Any discussion or questions? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of agenda item 8C say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Agenda item 8C is approved. Agenda item 8D.
Agenda item 8D is the surplus real estate property determination for Laredo Taft Campus. The Laredo Taft Campus, located in Ogle County, Illinois, has served the university well for about 73 years. As programming activities at the campus are discontinued in December 2024, the property is no longer required and is considered surplus to the university's mission requirements. Once approved, the university will develop a more detailed plans for possible disposition options and keep the board apprised through the process. The Illinois Property Control Act allows public universities to sell surplus real estate and use the proceeds to address deferred maintenance and emergency repairs of institution property. The university recommends that the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee endorse this request and ask that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on December 12, 2024.
Thank you, George. Is there a motion to approve agenda item 8D?
So moved, Gales.
Second?
Second, Athus.
Thank you. Any discussion or questions?
I have one question.
Chair Gales.
Do we know if we're able to sell this property, what effect will that have on our budget?
Well, if we were able to sell it, we'd get one-time revenues that...
One-time?
Yeah.
Any idea what that hit is?
Not the sale.
There are multiple parcels, some of which are only accessible through Loudoun State Park. We were waiting to have the surplus determination made to pursue anything close to the level of detail that you were asking for. And there are a lot of background conversations going on with public agencies as well as potential other routes.
Further questions or comments? Trustee Wasowitz?
Yes, I want to applaud the administration here. I mean, obviously, we're in a bit of a financial bind here, and these are the things we need to be doing, looking at ways that we can run more efficiently. And as much as I love that area, and I participated in that area as a student, it's just something that, you know, doesn't meet our mission as it is today. And, you know, if we're looking to cut in areas, this is a good one. So thanks for your diligence on this.
There are many tough decisions to be made, and this is one of them, clearly.
Yeah.
And I know that this was not arrived at without a great deal of discussion and on part of the administration. So, Trustee Strom?
Mr. Chair, as I've watched and a bit monitored local reaction to this as well, there seems to be, you know, interest in the local community out there and some entities on how to keep this open and what its future might be, but I've not witnessed being it put in a negative framework of what, you know, NIU's decision here is in it. So my hope that was there would not be a negative reaction, and I don't see that in the public realm, at least at this point, on the university.
Further questions or comments? Are we good? Okay. We've had a motion to approve, a second on 8D. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Agenda item 8D is passed. Agenda item 8E.
Agenda item 8E is the Internal Audit Department Charter. The Institute of Internal Auditors recently updated its global internal audit standards, which are effective as of 2025. The Internal Audit Department Charter was last reviewed and approved by the Board of Trustees in 2019. After a review of the current Internal Audit Department Charter, the Executive Director of Internal Audit and Chief Internal Auditor has updated the charter to conform to the new global standards. These changes include two new sections which formalize the Board of Trustees oversight and the Departmental Quality Assurance and Improvement Program. In addition, minor content revisions have been made to reflect the current internal audit activity. The university recommends that the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee endorse this request and ask that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on December 12, 2024.
Thank you, George. Is there a motion to approve agenda item 8E?
So moved, Wasowitz.
Second?
Yes, Drum.
Thank you. Any discussions or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda item 8E is passed. That concludes the action items for today from the FACFO committee. We will now move on to agenda item 9, which is the university report. And once again, I will turn it back over to George.
NIU board regulations stipulate that the university presents regular summaries of designated activities, including financial and property transaction, as well as confirmation that state and federal requirements are met. The four reports provided include comprehensive written updates and are submitted in accordance with board regulations. We're happy to answer any questions.
Any question on any of the reports that are in 9, which were provided to the board in the board report?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, we will move on to agenda item number 10. Are there any other matters to come before this committee? Okay. Hearing none. The next meeting of this committee will be February 20th of 2025. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Gales.
Is there a second?
Second, Strum.
Thank you. Ms. Doe, would you please call the roll in order to adjourn this meeting?
Trustee Rita Athes?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Aidan O'Brien?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Committee Vice Chair Leland Strom?
Yes.
Committee Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. This concludes the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee. The special meeting of the Board of Trustees will begin at 11 a.m. Do I assume we're going to roll right into it? Okay, we are on time. So the meeting is adjourned.